Okay. I wanted to address another issue when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem that emerges from the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara tells the story of Hanani Mishav Azariah. Now, if you took a look in the Navi, it's in Daniel Perek Gimel. This story is described in Daniel Perek Gimel. You look over there, you're not going to see the names Hanani Mishav Azariah. They have their Babylonian names that the Navi describes. And Nebuchadnezzar puts up a statue of himself. And he demands everyone to bow down to the statue. They don't bow down to the statue. They're most nafshon al kiddush Hashem, lekivshon ha'esh. And what gave them the ability to do so? Nosu kal v'chom ra'atzon mitzvardim. Mitzvardim Hashem mitzvim al kiddush Hashem v'kos ksibuhu ubo v'olu b'bei secho v'tan rak misharo secho. Eim osay misharas mitzvizei. Etzol tan avir mishas shatano ha'cham. So they drew a kava chomer from the tzvardeim. The tzvardeim were asked to go spread themselves out, to even go in the ovens, even to go into the kalim. So when are the kalim by the ovens? When the ovens are on, when everything is hot. So they're moser nefesh. So too, alachas kama v'kama, Hanani Mishav Azariah should be moser nefesh. So Rashi on the spot comments, ma ra'u. So Rashi says, why were they moser nefesh? Why weren't they doresh? Why are they going ahead and giving up their lives? They could have bowed down to the statue. What's so gefrelo? So comes along Tosis, and Tosis asks the kasha. It's an obvious kasha, and it's formulated differently by different Rishonim. But according to the Bali Atos, the way it's formulated is that this was not a avodah zara per se. It wasn't a avodah zara, but it was some kind of subjugation of the Jewish people by the foreign ruler. It was Bifarhesi, and the din should have been Yahari Val Yavor. So why do I need a Kalvachomer from Tzvardeim? I don't need a Kalvachomer from Tzvardeim. And how can Rashi say they should have been Doreis V'chaibahem, and now the Tzvardeim override V'chaibahem? What are you talking about? After all, this is Yahari Val Yavor. If you look at other Rishon, the other Rishon say, no, maybe this is really Avodah Zarah. And they're bowing down to the image of this, Nebuchadnezzar saw himself as some kind of deity. It's Avodah Zarah, and therefore, either way, you have to go and give up your life. So what exactly is the Havamina of Rashi, that Rashi says, Ma ro'u shelo darshu v'chaibahem? This is not a chaibahem situation. Either it's 6:10, and a b'shas hashmad, or it's the big three, and they have to give up your life, either way. So Tosis gives two answers, which essentially seem to be the same, although the Achronim try and develop different ideas among them. But Tosis says answer number one is Mefaresh Rabbeinu Tam Shetelam Zeh Shasa Nebuchadnezzar La Avodah Zarah Hava. It was not Avodah Zarah, Ella Indarta. What does Indarta mean?
It's a statue.
Shasa L'Kvod Atzmo, and it was purely for his own ego and covet, but it wasn't what? It wasn't Avodah Zarah. It didn't smack of Avodah Zarah. So this is Tosis, Rabbi Natan. So Meikra Din, what should they have done? They should have bowed down. Why didn't they bow down? Why didn't they bow down? They were Noitele Kal V'Chomer from Sfardim. So the question begs itself. Shekayach on the Tzvardeim, very religious Tzvardeim. But if they shouldn't bow down because they have an imperative of V'chaibahem, I don't care about the Tzvardeim. Why are they, what's the Havamina? And certainly Maskana to what? To give up their lives. So I forgot to put it on your, I actually put it on your Mamakomas and I took it off by mistake. But there's a run, also echoed by the Rabbeinu David. He says the same exact thing as Tosis, but he adds one sentence, which is a critically important sentence. He says, why was Nebuchadnezzar demanding people would bow down? Because of his kavod, kavod atzmo. But his kavod, once you're being mechabed in that manner, a human being, what is a latent agenda? Well, what is the latent outcome of that? Not a Avodah Zarah. A denigration, a diminution of Kvod Shammai. By being mechabed human beings, is a dilution of Kvod Shammai. And now already that smacks of, you can call it perhaps an Avizrayu, or you can call it a 610, but it's within the world of Avera. And when it's in the world of Avera, either Befarhesia or broader Avodah Zarah, so now there's a room for Mesiras Nefesh. That's the run. Tosis continues, proves that this was not really Avodah Zarah.
What do you want to do with the frogs?
So what you know, it's not really Avodah Zarah, but it does represent some kind of impingement on Kvod Shamayim. And therefore, what taught them that they should Moser Nefesh for Kibshana, that they should give up their lives? So that's the frogs. Now I would add what Yitzi is saying, which is a good point, is what did they do? What did they do, Lichorof Niskamara? What did they do?
They ran into the fire.
In other words, they weren't thrown into the fire, they jumped into the fire. So that already is more than Yahar Vayavar demands. Yahar Vayavar demands what?
Let yourself be killed.
They actually took the extra step of jumping in. That's what they learned from the Sfardim. The Sfardim jumped in, so they jump in. Yeah!
Are animals.
Right.
And as everyone knows, animals and people are different for one thing, what they only.
It's
two things. Their speech.
Many
and
things.
The hero.
Okay, good.
Two
okay, good, 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 good. Good. The Marashal Asikash. Marashal Asikash will come to it in a second. Okay? It's not such a hard kasha. Like, it's not such a groundbreaking kasha.
Is that the best way to...
No.
So why do we go even further? And
okay,
like
bite it.
Are we asking why they learned from the frogs to jump in, or are we saying they learned from the frogs to jump in?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Okay. Zeri Mefarish. Zeri gives a second shot, and Zeri says that Maro'u Shelo Borchu. They could have
run away.
They could have run away and escaped this scene. Share Kodem Amasa Yechom Livroak Mososa Daniel, who did the same thing, and they didn't run away. They stayed around, and therefore they could have escaped the situation. They didn't do so, and that's why there's what to learn from the Tzfardim. In other words, they could have avoided the situation. Now there is a clear fundamental chiddush that emerges from this Tosfos. Certainly according to the second answer, and perhaps even according to the first answer. A fundamental chiddush, which is something that just has to be put on the table right now. What is the chiddush of Tosfos? They could have run away. What's the chiddush of Tosfos? In a case of Yavor Va'al Yehorek, or a case where you can avoid Yehorek, what's Tosfos saying?
Is
there
nothing to run?
No, he's saying you don't have to run away. You can give up your life. You're allowed to give up your life. In other words, what they're learning is, the way he's learning is, even though there's a din of v'chai b'hem, everyone agrees there's a din of v'chai b'hem, V'chai Bohem is a matir. That's what Tosfos is learning. V'chai Bohem is a matir. Meaning what?
You
are allowed to violate the Avera. It's a heter to violate the Avera. But you don't have to. If you elect to be Moser Nefesh, you can do so. You could run away. You don't have. Yeah, but you could also stay and give up your life. You could have bowed down. You could also give up your life. And this is echoed in a very famous Tosfos. Look at source number 4 on your Marmakomos. This is a famous comment of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where Tosfos says, Vitzarech Iyun, V'imrotza lahachmir al atzmo. If you have a din of Yavor ve'al Yehorek, and you want to be Moser Nefesh, you want to be Machmir, Afila b'shar mitzvahs, even with the other 610, Rashai. You're allowed to You're allowed to give up your life. And then he quotes, "Kama Rabbi Abba Bar Zimmer Yushal Shei Eitzel Ovid Kochavim Armalo Achol Nevela." They told his rabbi, "Eat Nevela, which is Shar Isurim Vilo Katil Nolach Armale Iboyis Lamiktale Kol." You want to kill me? Kill me. Umach Mehoya. And he was machman himself. It was a case of bitzina. And he died instead of giving up his life. So the Shitas HaTosfos here, and the whole premise of our Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Beis is, given the choice and the din of Ya'avor Va'al Yehorek, that's a heter and you can opt for Yehorek Va'al Yehorek. Who clearly disagrees with this position? The Rambam. The Rambam is mefurish against his position. He says, "Kol mi shenemar bo, yavor va'al yehorek." This is Perikei Halacha Dal Yisor Yatorah. V'neherag, and you gave up your life. V'lo avar hareze mischai ben asha. Which means, funny way to say it, yechayv misa. Of course, you're already dead. But you were yechayv misa. In other words, you're going to get punished. You're going to get punished. This is also written by in the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph Vimeis Flo Avar Hareza Mischayev Binasha. So according to the Rambam, how does the Rambam understand the din of Bechayvahem?
You have to still.
It's not a matir. It's an imperative, and therefore, when you fail to do so, you're in big trouble. Which then raises an issue. What issue does it raise? Is what about Hanani, Mishael, Azariah? How could they go ahead and give up their lives? Now, the Marsha is bothered by this sugya a lot. He's so bothered, he says a pshat, frankly, that is very, very difficult. It's really difficult. All the achronim go to town on the Marsha, like, how could he say such a thing? But it just highlights the challenge of the issue. So if you want to take a look quickly at the Marsha, and while you're doing that, I just want to say over a Yofe Einayim, one of the Achronim. It just makes a very fascinating comment. And the Vilna Gaon was bothered by this comment also. How old was the Vilna Gaon when he was bothered by this? He was 7 years old. 7 years old, the story is told. And he came up with a pshat, and it went to the Shagas Aryeh. The Vilna Gaon's pshat, he was 7, went to the Shagas Aryeh. And the Shabbos Aryeh says, this young man in the future is going to be the Gadol Bedor, the Gadol Ador. So, but you're still not the Shabbos Aryeh. Okay. So, the Masha asks Daniel's Kasha. What kind of Kal V'Chomer are you bringing from?
Frogs.
From the frogs. The frogs
are frogs.
Have no chiyuv. They're not obligating the mitzvahs. Hashem told them to run into the run in. So, like, what's the like? What are you picking up from the frogs? I don't get it. Like, they were Makati Shem Shemayim. They have no, like, what does that mean? So the Vilna Gaon gave a shot as a 7 year old. And the Yafei Naim just says an interesting insight, which Natani Shield Shlita bothered me about, but I think I won him over. So, what are you learning from the frogs? Like, what are you learning from the frogs? Like, it's a weird thing. Now, it's a good Musar Shmuz. Back to our Nazir Shmuz, spiritual activism. You can learn something from everything if your eyes are open. If you're looking carefully and you see, you can learn from everything, even the Tzvardim. But nevertheless, what Hanan Mishael Azariah understood from the Tzvardim, just an interesting insight, was the following. What happened to the Tzvardim? They were told to go where? Leave the water and go to the batim, to the beds, into the fields, to the pots, to the tanurim. Basically, go at beds, field, go everywhere. Okay, that's the pasuk. Tells them to go everywhere. Then, Mitzim had enough, and the tzvardim, what happened to the tzvardim?
They died.
Visaru hatzvardim, they left, and they died. Nachon. Vayimutu atzvadim, and then the pasuk says, Rav Eli knows his call. Min habatim, min hachatzerot, umin hasadot. All the tzvadim from the houses, the chatzeros, and the sados, all die. The medrash makes the deal. There's only one set of tzvadim that didn't die. The ones in the oven, in the pots near the oven, they didn't die. That's what Hanan Yishol Azariah knew. It's not, it picked up. It wasn't the pshat that, oh, they have a Kiddush Hashem. No, is that they all did what they did, and there were one set who survived. And what they saw from that is that when you're Moser Nefesh, when you're Moser Nefesh, so for the right reasons, etc., then you can survive that, and that is what the Medrash points out, and that's what they picked up. Now, the Gra had a different insight. And the Gra says, listen to this. That was not the Vilna Gaon. That I saw in the somewhere. Yafe Einayim. Yes, Yafe Einayim. That the Yafe Einayim says, the Os Mishal Chuba Tanurim, the one that didn't go to Tanurim, Mesu. Vasher Nishu Nisharu B'Tanurim, Choyu. And that's why they had a choice to run. Yafe Einayim. They had a choice to run. Why didn't they run? Because they understood, even if we go into the Tanarim, just as the frogs, doesn't mean we're going to die. The Vilna Gaon says as follows. Listen to this, 7-year-old. Frogs were told to go where?
Everywhere.
They were told to go to the sados, to the beds, to the houses, chatzeros, to the ovens. Every frog got to choose where he wanted to go. Every frog had a choice, so to speak. I'll go here. The fact is, there were some frogs that volunteered. We got the ovens. And it's from that, that mysterious nefesh, if you will, of those frogs, that's what the Vilna Gaon suggested as a pshat in the sugya. And as a 7-year-old, it went to the Shagazari, he said it over to the Shagazari. Shagazari said, that's pretty clever. That's a pretty clever pshat. Anyway, that is the premise. But I wonder what the lumdus point over here is, how we view the din of V'chaibahem. Is V'chaibahem a matir? That is the classic, famous position of the Bali Atosis. Or is V'chaibahem a chiyuv? And according to the Rambam, you can't be your Meschai B'Nafsho. And then once again, how did Hanan Mishal V'Azariah do what they did? According to Shitas HaRambam, certainly seems to be difficult. Again, And the Marsha has more to say over here, but let's keep it moving. So I told you to take a look at a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Mem Tesamer Aleph, a very, very nice little story about a famous, famous Jew called Elisha Bal Knafayim. So we're told this was during the time of the Roman persecution. And the Romans made decrees that no one could wear tefillin. And comes along Elisha Bal Knafayim, and despite the decree, he put on tefillin. Even though the Romans said, Yenakris Mocho, we will literally scoop out your brains. We'll do bad things to you if you wear tefillin. And Elisha put him on, Manicham, Vyotu Ashok, and he went out in public. The Roman officer saw him, ran after him, caught him. And when he caught him, Elisha did a move. I remember when I was in second grade. I remember this vividly. Rav David Kamenetsky Zatzal was Rav Yisrael Kamenetsky's father. He was he passed away. Literally, the Yortzeit was about a year ago and a day. I just saw Rav Yisrael gave a shmooze in honor of his father's Yortzeit. But he was my principal in third grade, and second grade, third grade, and I was chewing gum in school, which is a no-no. It's a no-no. So I told this over to Rav Kamenetsky, the story, Rav Kamenetsky Jr. of Yisrael, who's my friend, who I grew up with, and his father caught me chewing gum. So he said to me, "What's in your mouth?" I felt like Elisha Bal Knafayim. I was also 7 years old. I said, Elisha. So I did what Elisha Bal Knafayim did. I didn't take it off and put it behind my back. I swallowed the gum. And he said, "Let me see what's in your mouth." Before I swallowed the gum, he said, "Let me see what's in your mouth." And I swallowed the gum. I said, so he knew exactly what I did. No doubt in my mind. but he gave me a pass. He let me get away with it. But so that's Lisa Balkampai. He was caught. He took off the tefillin, put it behind his back. Okay, put it behind his back. So the principal comes along, and he says, "What's behind your back?" I got nothing behind my back. What do you mean? What's behind your back? And finally, he says, "What's behind your back?" He says, "Kanfeyona, the wings of a dove." And he says, "Let me see." Pasher es yado. He opens up his hands, and sure enough, a yona flies out. So the Gemara says he's called Elisha Bar Knafan. Okay, nice little story. So the Rishonim are all bothered, and again, it's a good chazara, and I think the klalim that we saw that really get brought out by this Gemara.
Did he rely on an S?
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. So come along the Rishonim, and the Rishonim are bothered. We'll start with Tosis. Tosis says, and I ask Akasha, this is the time of Gzeres HaMalchus, where the Goyim were persecuting the Jews. And the din should be Yehoreg Va'al Yavur. You got to give up your life. Afilu Araksa Demesani, you have to give up your life. Even for changing shoelace, you got to give your life. So the question Tosfos asks is, how did he take off his tefillin? He should leave his tefillin on. So Tosfos says, technical answer, I think. What is the din during time of Gzeres HaMalchus? You have to, if they say, you have to wear red shoelaces. You have to give up your life. Why? So says Tosfos, what's the reason for that? Because at the time of Gzeres HaMalchus, it is critically important that you identify as a Jew. And the din of Yehoreg Val Yavor is one that, yes, if it's a matter of being motzi atzmecha miklal Yisrael and not identifying as a Jew, better you should give up your life. And I think the message is, and again, it's a good Musar Shmuz as well, is that why do you have to give up your life? Is it really more important, my shoelaces, than my life? So what's the idea? Why do you have to give up your life? What? More than that.
Your identity as a Jew comes first.
More than that.
If a Jew that's not living the life of a Jew is worth it. If you remove
too from.
With the white polo shirt on.
Everything you're saying is a function of your generation. But you're all saying you.
We.
And the answer is, I think the answer is that this is not about in the equation of you versus your Judaism versus shoelaces. For sure, your Judaism wins. But the point is that we need Klal Yisrael to draw lines. We need Knesset Yisrael to say, we as a corporate entity have our lines and our definitions, and we are not succumbing to this persecution. And it gives chizuk to everyone else. And it gives, and I think that's the message of that halacha. That's what he's saying. And therefore, it's a kasha. Why couldn't you? How could he take off his tefillin? After all, even though it's Shar Averos, how can he do so? I feel mitzvah kala yar val yavor. So what's his answer? By taking off the tefillin, that is not being motzi himself miklal Yisrael. Why not? Because most people look around the room, who's wearing tefillin? Most Jews, most of the time, don't wear tefillin. So the removal of tefillin is not a place to make a stand. If everyone's wearing, all Jews wear black shoelaces, and now you have to wear red shoelaces, there you have to make a line in the sand. But if, and no one's wearing tefillin, so I don't have to wear tefillin either. If you live in a community where everyone's wearing tefillin all day long, then what will be the halach according to Tosis? Then you gotta wear tefillin. So that's the mahalach of Tosis. Turn the page, and you take a look. We'll do the Ramban, the Ritva quickly, and then I want to close with an Amuka Yosef. So says the Ramban. The Ramban asks the Kash, how did he take off his tefillin? It's Yehoreg Val Yavor. So Ramban gives him a halach. Hani mili, lavor al mitzvahs lo ta'aseh. Avalim gozru levat al mitzvahseh, vadai tevatel, the al yehoreg. Tishavi al ta'aseh shayni. So Tosfos makes a chilah between a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. The Ramban makes a chilah between mitzvah aseh and mitzvah lo ta'aseh. The Ritva says this over as well, I believe. Does he? Does he? I think that's, I don't think it's, I think it's simple. Yeah, it's simple. But I think it's, that's the assault. That is the assault. Where does he say it? Whoa. How many lines up?
By the shin parenthesis.
Sorry.
It's like in the racket.
Lo amir ella al bittel mitzvahs lo taase she yesh biyado lehareg velo yaase aval mitzvahs ase shom lo shevi al taase lo yehareg al zeh shehare hadavar biyado la kufa sos lo yaase. So the Ritva says this as the same answer. The Ramban quoted this as a new answer. But this should echo a Ran that we saw a couple of days ago. Rabbo said, when it comes to what's the difference between an ase and a lotase, how do you violate an ase? By doing nothing. That's how you violate an ase. Can I go ahead and take Elisha Balkanafayim, lock him up in jail, tie his hands behind his back, and accomplish the goal of his not putting on tefillin?
Yes.
In other words, Elisha Balkanafayim, when it comes to mitzvah say, the powerful ma'anes, he can do what? He can say, he can compel me not to do the mitzvah. He can force me not to do the mitzvah. And as a result, do I really have a choice of yehareg o ya'avor? I don't have that choice. And since I don't have that choice, what's the halacha? Even though normally it says shas hashmad, you have to die. But here you don't have a choice. Why did I say this is the Ran? Remind me, what's the Ran? Which Ran? Which Ran? The Ran by Esther Karka Olam. How do you understand Esther Karka Olam is? He could have done it anyway. And as a result, she doesn't have to do it. Okay, so that's one shot in the Ritva. Now there's a Chiddush over here. Why is there a Chiddush? Because what's his status quo? His status quo is he's got the tefillin on. That's his status quo. So in order to, he's doing a maisa to take off the tefillin. Nevertheless, tefillin is defined as a mitzvah aseh, and as a mitzvah aseh, the way you violate it is b'shevi al taaseh, and therefore this would still be in that category. Okay, that's one shot. Now comes along the Ramban back on top. And the Ramban says another idea.
Who just said the last part?
We're saying that's both the Ramban, Ritva, and the Ran. It echoes the Ran that we saw.
Do we have an answer to that question of why can you take them off? Or is that?
So I think he's basically saying now is a cloud. There's no din of Yehara Bal Yavo when it comes to Mitzvah Say because of that general rule, and that would apply even to the film. Okay, fine. Then he says at the end, And this is what I want to develop a little bit. Ramban and the Ritva say the same thing. Rabosai, throughout Jewish history, do we have people that have been moser nefesh for mitzvahs?
Yes.
Even constantly, we have people that have been moser nefesh for mitzvahs. So he quotes over here a chazal, but it is a premise here which I want to just hammer home. He says, you know, good, he what allowed him? Okay, we just said he's allowed to take it off. Why is he allowed to take it off? Because either he did the mitzvah, to not say, etc. What allowed him to put on the tefillin? After all, if it's a mitzvah say, and there's no chiyuvav, yahareg val yavor, so he should be b'shevi al taseh and not put on the tefillin. So comes on the Ramban, and comes on the Ritva, and say, Rashai hu bekach, he can always do the mitzvah if he wants to. Ve'eino kemitzchayev b'nafsho. And he's not what? Mitzchayev b'nafsho. So what's he saying? What's he saying? Meaning he's who's he not learning like? He's not learning like the Rambam. He's once again in the camp of the Balei Tosas. Afa pi shomi vat val yaharuk. And then he says, Shekol mitzvah shechziku bo Yisrael b'shas hashmad. Any mitzvah that the Jewish people seized, held onto during Shas Hashmad, notlim aleha schar harbe. They're going to get extra schar for that Mesiras Nefesh, and adayin muchzekes biyada. And centuries later, it still is in their hands. And he quotes a medrash to this effect. That's not the schar. The mitzvah is in our hands. Okay? And in that vein, and then he quotes, there's a Muke Yosef, I'm on the clock now. The Muke Yosef writes that perhaps the pshat in the Rambam who says you're not allowed to opt to die. So how could Hanani Mishal Vazariah do so? So he writes in the same vein that sometimes there's a moment in time where big people have to make a statement to the masses. And there's a what I'll call a Kiddush Hashem opportunity, where they have it's a statement moment, so that Ha'am Yilmadu Lira Es Hashem Ula Avau Bechol Liba. And that's what Hananya, even the Rambam would concede, that at specific moments of transmitting global messages, so a Gadol B'Yisrael can do so, and that's exactly what Hananya Mishal Vazaria and Daniel, right. So that's the Nemukios. Now what emerges, moments of where there's like, you can send a message. It doesn't have to be Gadol B'Yisrael, but it often is the case. Now, Rav Yonason Sachs Shlita, in this same vein, raises in his last piece in Chumash on Parshas Lech Lecha, he describes a medrash regarding the bris milah of Avraham Avinu. Rav Yonason Sachs. And the medrash says that the pasuk says on the when Avraham was 99 years old, and when he's 99 years old, nimol Avraham. What does nimol mean? Is that a passive formulation or an active formulation?
Passive.
So there's two pshatim. Rabbi Abba says nimol, like he felt it. It hurt him. Hirgish v'nitztayer. He's 99 years old. And therefore he got double schar. Rav Levi writes, it doesn't say mal Avraham, it says nimo. Why does it say nimo? To teach you that when he's supposed to do the mila, badak es atzmo, he checked himself. He said, oh, he was already mal. He was already gemalt. It happened just like that. And the Medrash goes on to say that when Rav Abba heard this pshat that's given by Rav Levi, that Avram had a mila when he was about to do it, just had it, Amar Leh, Shakrana, you're a liar, Kazbana, you're a deceiver, you're wrong, Elahir Gishvinistar. So Sachs wants to know, why the emotionality? Why the anger? Shakrana. Don't tell me he was Nemo. It was automatic. It just happened.
This is
what?
Who calls him Shakrana?
Rav Abba calls Rav Levi Shakrana. So what's Pshat? So he explains, based on our sugyas, based on Gemara Shabbos, Kuflamet, and others, he says, Maisa Avo Simen Labanim. And what that means is that Mila requires Mesiras Nefesh. By definition, a mother to give up her child at the age of 8 days to do this is a Mesiras Nefesh element. And if you think about the Jewish people throughout history, there's stories, countless stories of Mesiras Nefesh to do the mitzvah of Mila. In pogroms, in concentration camps, in very, very dire situations, what gave Knesset Yisrael the strength to do these mitzvahs? The answer is Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuflam, which is what is being quoted here by the Ramban and the Ritva. Tanya of Shimon Elazar, Komitza Shemasi So Atzman Aleim Lemisa B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus. If the Jewish people were most in Ephesus for mitzvahs during the time of Gzeres HaMalchus, could go. Avodas Chochav, they didn't bow down to. Umila, Adayin Hu Muchzekes B'Yadam. That mitzvah is going to be with them, and they're going to be committed to that mitzvah forever. The Chol Mitzvah Shelomas Yisrael Atzman, and there's certain mitzvahs that we were not most in Ephesus for. He gives an example, the Gemara does. Could go on tefillin. Tefillin over the Jews were not always most in Ephesus. At least Malkavine was, but not others. And guess what? Guess what? Look at our generation. Almost every Jew still, boy, has a milah. Is every Jew wearing tefillin? Is every Jew wearing tefillin? Go on tefillin, so that becomes weak. And those the mitzvahs we're most in Ephesus for under all circumstances, that is going to, and the fact that Avraham Avinu, that's why it says Shakrana Kazmana. Don't tell me he wasn't Moshe Nefesh. He was 99 years old, and he did this bris milah at great pain and suffering, because that embedded in the genetic code of Klal Yisrael a sense of Mesiras Nefesh. And that's really what this, and everyone agrees with that. Even the Rambam, who says, HaRezim Ischai B'Nafsho, even the Rambam says that the notion of being Moshe Nefesh at a time of Ashas HaTzorach, and if I could come up with a end of the year shir, with a shmooze, with a message that is very, very prevalent, the idea that there will be times in life, and it's probably for many of us every single day. Every single day getting up for Shachris on time is Mesiras Nefesh. Not always easy for some people. Every opportunity where you could say Lashon Hara, you could say Lashon Tov, demands a Mesiras Nefesh. Every time we make a bracha achrona, we do a good deed. There's an element of Mesiras Nefesh. And what the sugya tells us, and again, everyone agrees, that certainly when times are tough, when there's a message to be sent, in general, yeah, that there might be Yav or Val Yehorek, but there's times to go ahead and send messages outwardly, inwardly, of the value and the critical importance, the life mission of Kiddush Shem Shamayim, of Mesiras Nefesh, as a modicum and a way of life. Okay, Rav Gatton is going to say a word or two, and then I will take it from there.